From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is photographer Trisha Turner. Hey, Trisha.
Hi.
Trisha's latest book is Black Rodeo. It's a collection of photos that celebrate and capture Black American cowboys and rodeo culture, and it's a gorgeous book. But right now, we're going to hear Trisha's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay and at home. First up is the band Krung Band. They are a psychedelic funk band from H-Town, Houston. Their name is Ty for Airplane, and their latest album is A La Sala, which is Spanish for To the Living Room. Trisha, people have multiple ways of saying this band's name, Krung Band, but their music is awesome. Tell us more why you like this band.
I love this band because they are the perfect mix of soul, funk, and psychedelia. It just all comes together in this way that feels connected to the past, you know, like a throwback, but, you know, today. And I love that about them. I especially love the collaborations that they've done with Leon Bridges, Texas Sun. For those who haven't heard it, please.
Oh, okay.
An incredible experience. They're amazing musicians. Their music just fills the soul. It's amazing.
And they've been around for some time
now. Oh, they have. They've been around for some time. But they are, they're masters at their craft.
Okay. And I listened to their music because you, and I was like, oh, I'm hooked. I'm a fan. That's Krung Band. You can watch their NPR Tiny Desk performance on YouTube. Your next pick is the exhibit, Layla Barbaria, We Have a History, at the De Young Museum. Layla is a Ugandan sculptor. Her work is known for highlighting her sexuality and cultural identity. She makes gender-ambiguous sculptures from wood, clay, and things she finds on the street. This is her first solo show in a U.S. museum. Trisha, what do you like about Layla's work?
What I love about Layla's work is how she brings herself to it. I love that she is taking her past, her present, and her hopes for the future and how she infuses them into each piece. You can really feel it. I also love the mix of materials that she uses. She uses wood and clay, but she also uses reclaimed materials that most people would think of as trash, bicycle inner tubes, bicycle chains, cans, electrical wire, things that she finds. And I love that. I love that melange of the mixture of materials. There's a real just textuality to it that just doesn't leave you. It really stays with you.
That's the exhibit, Layla Barbaria, We Have a History, at the De Young Museum in San Francisco, and is currently running until June of 2025. And your final pick is El Taco Style in Oakland. It's a family-owned taqueria that's set up in a garage. One of their most popular dishes is carbiza, or cowhead. They steam the meat to make it soft and juicy, and people can eat it in tacos or drink the broth as a soup. Okay, Trisha, so what is your thing to eat when you go to El Taco Style?
I have two things that I just absolutely love at El Taco Style. The paleta. Tacos are amazing. That meat is so tender. It's absolutely just delicious. And the menudo. The menudo is fantastic. It's just so rich. And the broth is amazing. I would eat it every day if I could.
That must be good when you can eat it every
yes,
day.
Yes, it is. I just love the atmosphere. It's family owned. We see families coming in, friends. It just has a real local community vibe and feel to it. And there's just such a sense of togetherness. And I really love that. It's not only the food, but it's the environment that you're in while you're enjoying your food. It's wonderful.
How is the environment? Because it's in a garage.
Yes, it is. But they've put it together in this wonderful way. So there's outdoor seating as well that's covered. But then they have an indoor in the garage that they've got tables, communal tables as well. It's that sense of community and togetherness. I love it.
Okay, well, that sounds fun and delicious. That's El Taco Style in Oakland. I've been speaking with photographer Tricia Turner. You can buy her book, Black Rodeo, on TrishaTurnerStudio.com. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Yeehaw! This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Goddardy Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darden.